Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on St. Scholastica here in Bridge Battle number 2 for the UW-Superior women's volleyball team here in 2019. And I'm now joined by head coach Lynn Diedrich. And coach, busy last week for you. 5 matches. You won 3 of them. But coming off of a long stretch of games here, another big game tonight, obviously, against St. Scholastica, a rival team. More on them in a second here. But, boy, you guys have been really busy lately, and not a bad week, though, going 3-2 last week against some pretty good competition.
Yeah, no, we came out and we had a very good week. We had an opportunity to see some kids play, especially in a non-conference tournament weekend at Oshkosh, and there we went 2-2. And so it was really a good week for us to try to fine-tune some of the players that we need in our lineup and things like that and get people confident in their play. And yeah, it worked out well. It was great competition for us, and we were able to let opportunities for all players over the weekend, so that was really good to have.
You guys were able to get a lot of players into the action as well this past weekend. I mean, you had your usual big standouts from Cammy Sledda and some of the other players as well. Briley Colligan also had a nice weekend. But one player who really seemed to stand out for you, especially on that Saturday doubleheader, was Yana Carrera, the freshman libero. She had 52 digs between 2 matches against Oshkosh and against Luther your last time out. So that must have been nice to see as well defensively.
Yeah, it's been really nice. I know she's been coming back from a minor injury here, and good to see her playing well and with a lot of confidence. She really touched a lot of balls for us there over the weekend, and it was really good to see.
And, you know, that last match against Luther, of course, you closed out on a 5-setter against a team that you lost to early in the year, way back at the beginning of the year. In fact, on August 30th, you guys lost to them in 4 sets. Second match of the year only for you guys. Now we're 25 in, to give you a sense of how long ago that was. But it must have been nice to be able to get a season split with those guys, especially since you played pretty well. Looked like on all phases of the game against the Norse on Saturday.
Yeah, we did play well. It was really nice for us to finish that match. It was a kind of a seesaw battle back and forth. You know, they'd take a game, we'd take a game. But it was nice to see some players step up and really do some things with the ball. We had some nice kills from different people on the court. Defense, again, was very strong, and the setters put up hittable balls. And, you know, we just kind of tried to pull things together, and I think that was a great way to finish out the weekend.
And now turning this match tonight against St. Scholastica. Second time you've seen them as well. And the bridge battle is always an interesting one. You guys always seem to go 5 sets. At least it feels like that. 3 in a row you've gone with them now. As far as 5 sets, including earlier this year in a match that was played non-conference technically, but back on September 6th. It's always a fun match whenever you play them because it is always very intense. The two teams are very familiar with each other. I know you also know Dana Moore, their head coach, really well. So, you know, it should be a fun matchup. But from an overall perspective, what are you guys looking to get out of this match here today against St. Scholastica?
Well, I think we'd love to have a win coming out of this match. That would be our number one. And then just for us to come out and really play well. I think we've been, you know, playing well. I think we're working towards solidifying our lineup. You know, earlier in the season, we were really trying to figure out with a young team who was ready to step up. And so we saw a lot of minor mistakes happening from players, and as a result of that, you know, that took them out of the lineup and gave somebody else another opportunity. And I think throughout the course of the last 25 matches, we've seen a lot of different lineups, and I think we're getting to that point where right now we have a solid core of players that have earned their opportunity to be the starters on this team, and you know, we're going to hope that they come and bring their game tonight and have opportunities for those that are waiting in the wings. If that doesn't happen, that we know they've got some experience behind them, that they're going to be ready to step in and help us get to victory here.
All right, Coach, well, thanks for your time and good luck today against the Saints.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Lynn Diedrich. I'll be right back with more of the pregame show, including a conversation with senior outside hitter Briley Colligan. That's coming up right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Volleyball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.